You ever heard people say puny?
Yeah.
What about a man who's real big and muscular and he can lift heavy weights easily? You say he's what?
Strong.
Have you ever heard people refer to a man like that as stout?
Yeah.
The fact that he's strong means the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper? You say he's mighty what? And what about, you know, some teenagers, when they get to be a certain age, they just stumble over everything. They're just all arms and legs. You say he's mighty what?
Open.
What about a person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense at all? You say he's just a plain... Call him plain fool?
Yeah.
Is that a pretty strong term to use for somebody?
Okay.
What about a person who has plenty of money but he hangs on to it? He's a what?
He's a miser. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Stingy.
Stingy. You ever heard people call a person like that a tightwad?
Yeah.
Okay. When you use the word common, I'm talking about a person, what do you mean?
Well, I've heard that remark, maybe just common person.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I wouldn't think it wouldn't be good. It's just common.
It's just common?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if you're talking about a person, let's say, who's about 85, but he still does his own farm work and he doesn't get tired, you might say, well, I don't care what anybody says about him. He's mighty...
mighty good at his age. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard people say he's mighty lively or...
Yeah.
Or mighty spry?
Well, that would mean he's too old.
Uh-huh. What, spry would?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if the children are out later than usual, your wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried about him.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe would she ever say uneasy about
him?
What about if somebody says, well, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
scared.
Or afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
What do you call a person who gets scared real easily?
Well, he's nervous, right? What you might say, I wouldn't know how to know what to say.
Have you ever heard children say something like that? You're just an old...
Scared
cat. Mm-hmm. What about talking about a person who is not afraid now, but at some time in the past, she was afraid. You might say, well, she's not afraid now, but she...
you got used to it or something like that.
Or she used to be afraid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the opposite? You might say, well, we're talking about the fact that at one time in the past, she wasn't afraid, but she is now. You might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid. She... have you ever heard people say she didn't used to be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would you describe somebody who leaves a lot of money out in plain sight on a table and who doesn't leave the door locked, or who leaves the door open? You'd say he's mighty what?
About a cat food.
Okay. What about if you have an aunt named Lizzie, and you might say, well, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, it's just that sometimes she acts kind of...
strange.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say she acts kind of queer?
Yeah.
Does that mean the same thing?
Yeah.
Peculiar?
Yeah.
Okay. What about somebody who makes up his mind and nothing in the world can make him change it? You'd say he's mighty what?
Stubborn.
Have you ever heard stubborn or what else? He's mighty...